Hey, this is Dan Sheridan with CrossandThrone.com. It's great to be with you. The Bible uses the term body in the New Testament. I would like to take a look at some of the references. First of all, I want to make it clear that there is more than one body of believers in the New Testament. There are actually two groups that are called a body. The term is never used for the great masses who have basic faith in Christ and have everlasting life. It is also never used of the company of believers in the book of Revelation that are called overcomers. During the book of Acts, while the message of the kingdom was proclaimed, there was a body of believers in Christ. But if you read very carefully 1 Corinthians 12, you will discover that the members of that body are connected with miraculous gifts that were signs to Israel. The members of that body were not equal. Some members were part of the head and some were part of the feet. The members of the feet felt their inferiority in 1 Corinthians 12:15 when it says, "If the foot shall say, 'Because I am not the hand, I am not of the body,' is it therefore not of the body?" And not only that, the parts of the head felt pride over their high position in verse 21. "And the eye cannot say to the hand, 'I have no need of thee,' nor again the head to the feet, 'I have no need of you.'" Also, the whole local Corinthian church was a complete body. It was not the same figure as used in Ephesians, where the body contains all the members at any given time in any location. In conclusion, the body in Corinth was likened to a human body with its various members. Its hope was the coming of the king to the earth. In 1 Corinthians 1:7, we read that they were not lagging in any gift, waiting for the apocalypse of our Lord Jesus Christ. So the second coming, or the apocalypse, was connected with miraculous gifts which were to be held on till the end. And this apocalypse of 1 Corinthians 1:7 is none other than what we read in Revelation, where we read this: "The revelation of Jesus Christ," or apocalypse, "which God gave unto him to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass. And he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John. Behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him, and they also which pierced him, and all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him. Even so, amen." That was the apocalypse and the hope that they were waiting for. But when we come to Paul's letter written after Acts 28:28, we find a different body. The members of this body are those who believe Paul's gospel of the dispensation of the mystery. And the members of this body are equal. No individual parts or members are singled out as in 1 Corinthians 12. Christ is the head of this body, and the body is spoken of as his body. The hope of this body is to be manifested with Christ in glory, according to Colossians 3, 1-4. And this body will be waiting in that place when Christ is manifested. And this hope will be realized before the parousia or the apocalypse. If you believe this, be diligent to guard as a treasure the unity of the Spirit in the bond of the peace. There is one body today, and if we join a denomination, if we baptize or appoint a local head or pastor, we are practically denying this truth, and instead of enjoying a treasure, we are spending it and only bankrupting ourselves. Guard this truth like a treasure with love and humility. This is Dan Sheridan with CrossandThrone.com.